All right, so I put this idea on Twitter yesterday. I got to come on and talk about it in a video. Is this idea fantasy? Yes. Could it actually happen? Also, yes. Let's talk about it. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. And we got a real big hypothetical fantasy scenario to talk about today. I put it on Twitter yesterday. Twitter link down below if you guys want to go follow me. Also posted on Instagram. Also link down below. Regardless, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hear me out. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, it's been rumored for months, honestly, that he is going to be at WrestleMania 39, not just in an appearance, in a wrestling capacity. And after what happened last year at WrestleMania in Dallas with the matchup with Kevin Owens, that is very much likely, very much a possibility. And I have the fullest expectation that Stone Cold will be at WrestleMania this year. And he's got several options on who he could wrestle this year. You know, you can go another guy like Kevin Owens or somebody to bump around for him from 10 minutes, a younger guy, you know, an Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, and AJ Styles if he gets back for Mania. Anybody, you can throw anybody like that out. And that's one option. Other option, there's multiple options here. Another option is a generational matchup versus John Cena, the face of the Attitude Era versus the face of WWE for almost 15 years. John Cena, Stone Cold versus Cena, that's a huge first time ever, once in a lifetime, will never happen again, legitimately once in a lifetime matchup that they could do. So that's a possibility right there. Number three, I threw this idea out in my fantasy booking WrestleMania 39 video over a month ago, and that is Stone Cold versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Now, this would have to be some kind of no-holds-barred street fight scenario where they could just brawl for 10 minutes, because I don't expect Austin to go out there and take a bunch of German suplexes and F5s from Lesnar, but I'm sure Lesnar wouldn't have a problem with that if that's what they wanted to do. So that's the third option. Lesnar versus Austin. I don't believe they've ever wrestled, and obviously everybody knows the story. Back in 2002, Austin didn't want to put him over, didn't know if Lesnar would be a bust or not. They were kind of involved with each other with Goldberg at WrestleMania 20 and Lesnar's original exit from the WWE. There's history there, but having an actual matchup would be huge. So those are the three options for Stone Cold at WrestleMania, but in a very hypothetical scenario, but also very realistic, I think there is a fourth option. So we got the Royal Rumble coming up, and you know, everybody knows the drill. We've been talking about it here on the channel. It's been the hot topic of social media. Who's going to win the Royal Rumble? And there's really two options out there: Cody Rhodes or The Rock. They literally put out the Royal Rumble poster a couple days ago. Cody Rhodes is on the poster. So taking the whole surprise factor of Cody coming out of it, which I think we kind of knew that anyway over the last few weeks since they've been showing these Cody basically comeback vignettes on Monday Night Raw, which I don't have a problem with. And the Royal Rumble poster is literally blue electricity over the whole thing. So without telling you The Rock's going to be there, they're telling you The Rock's going to be there. But, and this is just me putting my fantasy booking cap on, so I know you don't got to tell me in the comments, like, dude, that's never going to happen in a million years. Listen, we're just thinking fantasy today, and we're, you know, outside of the box thinking. If, let's talk about Cody first. Cody, you know, there's been rumors out there that, you know, Triple H, that he wants to play the long game with Cody. Why rush Cody Rhodes in facing Roman Reigns this year and having the title put on him this year when you got Cody secured for the next 3-4 years? And realistically, Cody's at this point in his career, I don't see him leaving WWE again, so probably longer than 3-4 years. Now, I get it. I'm with the people. If it happens, I'm down. Cody versus Roman at Mania, Cody's comeback story, winning the Rumble, Cody winning the title. It's an amazing story. But Cody, no, you know, nobody had a problem with Cody versus Roman possibly happening at SummerSlam last year. I personally wouldn't have a problem if they pushed it to SummerSlam this year. So I'm just going to take Cody out of the equation. Let's look at The Rock. The Rock versus Roman. Obviously, if The Rock's the other option opposed to Cody Rhodes, then he would have to win. I don't really need to dive deep into that. That's a huge matchup. We all know it. But what if? Here's where we get into the scenario. What if the WWE didn't secure The Rock? Because, you know, it's still a big question mark, and we're not going to know if The Rock is going to be at WrestleMania until Royal Rumble in a couple of weeks. We're not going to know. But all these rumors over the last couple of months, The Rock's in, The Rock's out, The Rock needs to decide what he wants to do, WWE needs to know by the middle of January so they can figure out WrestleMania plans, all this stuff. What if The Rock, and we won't know till the Rumble, what if The Rock ain't doing it? What if he's not going to be at WrestleMania? And WWE said, all right, you know, we could go with Cody Rhodes. But at the same time, Triple H still might be like, well, if there's another option out there, you know, for a big matchup, we could save Cody Rhodes. You know, Roman could have a couple other opponents after WrestleMania. We could save Cody for SummerSlam or whatever. If I doubt they would push it to WrestleMania 40, I wouldn't want that. But, you know, that might be where they're thinking. Who knows? What if somebody, Triple H, whoever, brought to the table Stone Cold Steve Austin? Why Stone Cold Steve Austin? Well, Stone Cold, if he's going to be at WrestleMania this year, he's got the options I talked about. Or if The Rock's not going to be there and they don't want to pull the trigger on Cody just yet, you have the option for another generational matchup. Somebody who, just like The Rock, would be laying down for Roman Reigns anyway. Somebody who's just as big of a star as The Rock, and somebody might argue maybe a little less because The Rock's got the Hollywood fame, but Stone Cold, I don't need to sit here and explain his levels of popularity. He's a household name worldwide. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Now, I know that's the dark horse, that's a wild card, that's hypothetical, that's very, I don't know what the hell that was, a very hypothetical fantasy situation. I get it. But that's why we're here to talk about it, because it's fantasy and we're talking what-if scenarios. Royal Rumble in San Antonio, in the Alamo Dome, the home of Stone Cold Steve Austin's first of three Royal Rumble wins in 1997. Imagine Stone Cold showing up back in the Alamo Dome in his home state of Texas, winning the Royal Rumble matchup, and we get, first time ever, only time ever, Stone Cold versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. What's Stone Cold's motive for wanting to enter the Royal Rumble? He's fucking Stone Cold. He can do whatever he wants, and you know he'll sell like $1 million, so who cares what the motive is? I'm just throwing it out there. Listen, I know it's very hypothetical. Some people might say that's not a shot in hell. I'd say that's naive to say it's not a shot in hell. Listen, I'm not saying it's very like, oh yeah, it's definitely a possibility. It definitely is a wild card pick, but to say there's not a shot in hell, I would say you're crazy. Listen, I think even if Stone Cold wasn't going to win the Royal Rumble, and it's The Rock or Cody Rhodes, I think we very well might get Stone Cold at the Royal Rumble anyway. Why, if Austin's going to be at Mania, he wrestled last year. If he's going to be at WrestleMania this year in a wrestling capacity, why wouldn't he want to show up in his home state of Texas once again in San Antonio, in the Alamo Dome, the history he has there, whether it's to, you know, do a segment or participate in the Royal Rumble match? Why wouldn't he want to be there? I think it's very likely we get Stone Cold, we get that glass shattering one way or another on the, what is it, the 28th of January, a couple of weeks' time. I think it's very realistic, and I think meaning very realistic that he shows up. And I get it, again, wild card for Austin to win, but you can't sit here and tell me that that's not at least a little bit of a possibility. And I think you're naive to say that there's no shot in hell it happening. And listen, Roman can beat Austin, obviously, just like he would beat The Rock. And then if that's the case, it's not like Roman's going to lose the title the next pay-per-view. He's obviously going to hold it till, if he goes through Mania as champion, he's going to hold it till at least SummerSlam, whether that's one title, both titles. In some capacity, he's going to be a champion post-WrestleMania till probably SummerSlam at the least. So after WrestleMania, you can throw Bobby Lashley at Roman Reigns. You can throw Sheamus at Roman Reigns. Some baby faces that are legit, that haven't faced Roman, Roman hasn't beat yet. And that can be Roman's one or two title defenses. And I'm sure he'll take some time off or something like that. And then come SummerSlam, whether that's the end of July or sometime in August, he can fight Cody Rhodes there. And we'll get that. And then maybe we never get The Rock versus Cody. I mean, or excuse me, The Rock versus Roman if the Austin thing were to happen. Or if we get Rock versus Roman, what I just said about Roman's post-run, post-WrestleMania would probably happen anyway. But I do believe, and again, I'll wrap up this video with this. It came to me yesterday. I know it's a wild card, but I think it's naive to say that it's not a shot in hell of happening. Let's be real here. If it's not going to be The Rock or it's not going to be Cody Rhodes, saying Stone Cold Steve Austin to come and win the Royal Rumble match is more likely than almost anybody on the main roster not named Cody Rhodes. Like, Seth Rollins gonna win? No. Drew McIntyre's gonna win? Roman already beat him. Bray Wyatt's gonna win? No. Listen, so many people are hot and cold, 50-50 on Bray Wyatt right now, and honestly, I'm right there with you. Even though I love Bray, it's just not doing it for me. You know, for the most part, it's not doing it for me. So, Bray versus Roman? No. Bobby Lashley versus Roman at WrestleMania? No. Brock Lesnar again? Obviously not. If it's not going to be The Rock and they, for some reason, decided, well, maybe we can push Cody Rhodes. And listen, if it's not going to be The Rock and they didn't get Austin, obviously I would do Cody Rhodes. I'm just thinking hypothetically here. If they didn't do those two and they have Austin for Mania, why not? Why not? Let me know what you think down below in the comments. Do you think it's a possibility in any sense of the word? Would you like to see it? Because listen, and again, to wrap up this video, Austin would be doing the same thing Rock would most likely be doing, and that's laying down for Roman Reigns anyway. So when it comes to the win and loss, it doesn't matter, but who Roman faces, that's where, you know, you can pick your poison. But listen, all in all, let me know what you guys think down below. We got tons more Royal Rumble related content to come. We did this Austin versus Roman video. We're going to be doing a discussion on The Rock versus Roman Reigns as well. Dive in a little bit deeper with that situation with Cody Rhodes. We're going to be talking about that. So that video is coming sometime this week. And then just throughout the week, throughout the month of January in the lead up to the Royal Rumble, we are going to be fantasy booking the 2023 Men's Royal Rumble match in a upcoming video. We will be doing a couple, I don't know how many, but at least a few retro Royal Rumble reviews. We're going to kick it off with probably 2003. I think I'm going to do 03. I don't know why, just Ruthless Aggression Rumbles maybe, and you guys know, big time period for me. 2003, 2004, 2005, I want to do at least all three of those, and if we have the time to do anything else afterwards, we will in the lead up to the Rumble. But it's going to be the whole show, it's not just going to be the Rumble matchup, so we're going to be doing deep dive retro reviews into all those, and then anything else, you know, discussion video-wise that comes to mind. But those 4 or 5 videos that I just mentioned are definitely coming the next few weeks on the road to the Royal Rumble, and then, of course, prediction videos, post-show review, whatever it's going to be after the Royal Rumble. I'm very excited for the Royal Rumble, not letting any Vince McMahon news hinder my excitement right now. Just stay away from creative at the end of the day is all my wrestling fans' soul can ask. Morally, I wish Vince McMahon was nowhere near the WWE, but just at the end of the day, as a wrestling fan who just wants to care about what's on my television, just stay away from creative, and I'll just forget about it, hopefully. Anyways, guys, thank you guys for checking out this video. Leave your thoughts down below. Leave a like, helps the Noah Nation Wrestling channel grow. And just for future reference, if you don't always have the time to watch these YouTube videos, every single Noah Nation Wrestling video over the last, 2 weeks and from here on out is also available on audio platform on Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. So you guys can go check that out in the description box below and for future reference again if you just want to listen to the videos instead of watching them. Thank you guys for checking out this video. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.